You say you were on your way to pick up a spare key. Yes. Empty your pockets. There's nothing in them. Turn them out anyway. I showed her. How did you get locked out? I told her about assisting Rosalind Joslin to get her door open. She'll verify this? I think she will. She a friend of yours? No, we just met. Why did she ask you to help? You'll have to ask her. Why didn't she ask the floor counselor? Better ask her. I'm asking you. I don't think there was anything really wrong with her door. You don't. I didn't find anything wrong with it. So you didn't fix it. There was nothing to fix. Turn around. I complied. Show me the soles of your feet. I showed her. Now open your mouth, stick out your tongue. I did everything she asked. All right, just a minute. She went out and then returned less than half a minute later with a male officer in tow. This is Officer Looper. He's going to examine you further. Without any additional explanation, she went out and closed the door. He asked me to lower my cutoffs. I did as told, although not without harboring some misgivings about doing it in front of the two-way mirror. I joked, "Shall I cough?" He took a quick look front and back and replied, "Okay, you can get dressed." That entailed pulling up my shorts. He went out and Detective Lippincott returned, this time with a blanket and a cup of coffee. "Is Black all right?" "Warm is all that matters, thanks." "You've had a rough night. I'm going to ask them to run you over to the hospital for an X-ray and to patch you up. Then you'll be dropped off at your dorm. We'll pick up your spare key for you." "Thank you." "You're from Boston, correct?" "Yes." "By any chance, are you related to Commissioner Frank Robinson?" "Yes, he's my uncle, my legal guardian, too." "Then you come from good stock." Her asking me that made me want to ask if she was acquainted with Allison Peabody Rusk of Boston, but that was too far off the subject. Instead, I said, "May I ask what the search was all about?" She ignored my question and asked one of her own, exactly like a trained investigator who knows how to exact information without divulging any. "Did you notice anyone who could have done this?" "No." "Anyone lurking about? Did you pass anyone on the way?" "No, I don't think I passed anybody. The campus was pretty well deserted at that late hour. There might have been a few people on Southfield, but there was nobody around up where I found her, except the campus cop who showed up and hit me. He's the only person I saw." I tried asking her another question. "Do you know who she was?" "Don't you know?" she countered. "No." "Never saw her before?" "Not to my knowledge. Was she a student?" "We're still verifying." "She had the same amount of ID on her as you did. Come on, I'll walk you down." We descended to a waiting patrol car. I wondered aloud why the press wasn't there to take video of me leaving. She said, "Get ready to be treated shabbily by the media." I would try to reach out to them to change their stories, except I'm certain at this point they wouldn't bother. They would much prefer to run with what they've got than say that you're innocent now. Ratings and circulation, you know. "But obviously you sincerely tried to help that girl, and I'll see to it that they get it straightened out before the next news cycle. You can keep the blanket or return it the next time you're in the neighborhood." "Could you do me one more favor?" I ask. "What's that?" "Write me a note I can show." "To whom?" "Dean Simmons, dean of the college. So I won't get into trouble over this. I'm already on probation." Her face turned serious again. "Probation? What for?" I could see her mind running through the list of reasons it had better not be. "For plain hooky." "Oh, for how long?" "Half a semester." She smiled for the first time during the interview. "Never mind the note. I'll phone your dean and your uncle, too. You can ring me if you think of anything more." "I will." She was about to leave me, so I ventured a wild guess based on the trickle and smear of blood I had noticed around the victim's mouth. She bit him, didn't she? Why do you say that? That's how you knew I was innocent. I had scratch marks, but no bite marks. She answered, possibly you are related to your uncle. Anyway, I'll appreciate it if you will keep that little tidbit to yourself.